Okay, let's take a few minutes to talk about seaweed. Did you know that it can be part of your menu, even if it's not sushi night? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been exploring the possibilities and joins me now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, and we're not talking about picking up seaweed at the beach and eating it. There are companies that cultivate seaweed, including one where you live in Maine. Tell us more.
Yes, it's true. I mean, people have been harvesting wild seaweed all over the world for years. And until recently, the only edible seaweed available in the U.S. was dried. Most of it came from Asian waters. And eating seaweed in Asian cultures is far more common. You mentioned sushi, seasoning miso soup, dashi. But there is a company right here in my home state of Maine called Atlantic Sea Farms. And its founder, Brianna Warner, has an uplifting story. And I think we need uplifting stories these days.
Yes.
According to Atlantic Sea Farm, they are the largest commercial seaweed farm in the U.S. They line grow seaweed in the ice cold Maine waters, and then they sell it frozen in pureed cubes and ready to eat strands. And they also make fermented products, and they're not dyed or dehydrated. So it's a very cool new innovation.
And a lot of listeners may be familiar with nori, which is the kind of dry seaweed that is often used to wrap up sushi. But there are a lot of other kinds that people can try. Tell us about a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, there are many varieties of dried seaweed. Arame is a dark brown Japanese kelp with long, fine strands and a sweet, mild flavor. Dulse is pinkish maroon. It's usually sold in flake form, and that's almost meaty and chewy and salty. And then there's, of course, kelp. It's also known as kombu, the Japanese word for kelp, and it's a bit thicker than other varieties. And interestingly, it's said that if you add dried kelp to a pot of dry beans, it will help tenderize the beans in the cooking water.
Okay, now listeners know that if they've been tuning in for years and years, that every time you come on, we get to taste things. But during the pandemic, that has gotten very difficult because we're not sitting next to each other. And so you don't get to cook delicious things for me and for Robin and for Tanya to eat. However, you have found a workaround, which is called sending something through the mail. And that's what you've done. And you've sent me a couple of different kinds of seaweed here. Let's see. There's a seaweed salad that I've got in front of me. It's in a jar that I've had in the fridge.
Yep, give that a taste. So this is a fermented seaweed salad. You've probably had seaweed salad before you order sushi. Mm-hmm. This is also from Atlantic Sea Farms. It's made with this Maine kelp, and it is fresh and crunchy. You'll notice that the green is much brighter than a lot of seaweed salads, which actually are made with dye. It's got ginger and scallions and sesame seeds and tamari. I love this stuff.
I have to say, after even tasting it, I'm like ready for like a roll of sushi right now because it's putting me in
I'm sorry
in
I didn't
space.
Send you that, Jeremy. Yeah, that'll be our next segment.
You've also got a kimchi seaweed thing
here. I do. I know you like spicy foods. This is Atlantic Sea Farm's sea chai, their play on a mild kimchi. Again, raw kelp, Napa cabbage, daikon, fish sauce. I love this stuff as well. With grilled summer foods, it would be really delicious.
Absolutely.
Another cool thing about this company is that they created it to fill in a gap in the Maine lobster industry. Lobstering, one of the Maine's most important industries, has been hit really hard, and demand for lobsters has fallen sharply because of COVID, restaurants closing and scaling back. And so what they do is they offer free kelp seeds to lobster men and women. And when these lobster fishermen are in the off season, they plant these kelp seeds on ropes, and then the company buys the seaweed from them. And the seaweed farming gives these fishermen a chance to have a year-round income in an industry that's really been hard hit.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I assume that this stuff is very good for you.
Oh my goodness, you ready for this? I mean, loaded with potassium, magnesium, vitamin B12, iodine, omega-3 fatty acids, and tons of calcium and antioxidants. And the owner of the company, Brianna, described it to me as an umami bomb of taste. It's briny. It's sweet. It's meaty. So it's, yeah, good for you, but it's also delicious. But best of all is how adaptable it is in so many different types of recipes.
Okay, and we're going to put those recipes from you at hereandnow.org, but let's talk about one of them. This recipe that you have uses seaweed on grilled corn. There's seaweed butter.
Exactly. It might sound odd, but I strip the corn of the husk, but I don't take it off. I remove the silk, and I grill it until it just blackens. And then you can do this with dried seaweed, any type you like, or you can use this fresh kelp. And I just mixed it with softened butter. You could add chili flakes, grated lime zest, and you put a touch of this seaweed butter on this smoky grilled corn, and it's briny and delicious, and the corn and the seaweed get along very well.
This summer for me has been all about corn on the cob. I'm enjoying it so much. So that sounds like a great one. You've also got an omelet recipe that uses zucchini, a vegetable that a lot of gardeners have this time of year.
Yes, and a lot of excess zucchini as well. This is loosely based on a traditional Japanese omelet called tamagoyaki. I hope I've said that right. I had never had it. I thought, what if you sauteed zucchini and seaweed, and then you whisked eggs with sesame oil and soy sauce and made a flat omelet? You just let it sit, you flip it over once, and then I serve it with a little sauteed seaweed on top. And I was shocked at how good it was alone. You could cut it into strips and add it to fried rice on top of ramen or soup. Really simple, 10-minute recipe, but really redefines an omelet.
Okay, and just about 30 seconds here, Kathy, but I know that you've got a ginger kelp green juice used for seaweed.
I do. Super, super nutritious. It's from friend food writer Mindy Fox. I also have a cucumber miso kelp dip that you whirl up in the blender in 5 minutes. Really good summer dip.
All right. Well, we will post these all at hereandnow.org so everyone can get their seaweed fix for the summer. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, thank you as always.
Great to talk to you, Jeremy.
And by the way, this kimchi sichi that I've got is very good.